simple. That's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups, shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the case.
Would want to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Thank you. This is what happens when I get distracted. How you doing? How you doing, everybody? We're going to give that another shot in just a sec. But first off, I'm going to tell you that you are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'm here with you until midnight. We have a bunch of guests tonight, actually. We have a band, High Karate, who are going to be coming into the on-air studio to chat. And then we have another band that's going to be actually performing live for us, which is kind of amazing. We don't often have two, but Oxblood Forge is setting up over in Studio D. They're doing their sound checks and all, and we're going to be able to enjoy them as well. We started off the show tonight with Megan Tracy and the Missed Connections with Nightingale off their album Fiercely. They are, of course, in the Rumble this year. Which is pretty exciting. I'm excited for them. They're great folks. Hunter, after that, was Something Real off their self-titled album. We were listening to Flight of Fire. I got overly excited. Something happened. I don't even know. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to play something else by Flight of Fire off their Path of the Phoenix album, because I feel bad. I was sort of got distracted. I get so excited when I see Joel. I got to tell you, I get so excited. He is sonically engineering the entire evening. It really is the backbone, the heartbeat, the lungs, the liver, at least one of the kidneys of this here show on the Town with Mikey D. So we love him. And sometimes I get excited when I'm talking to him. So for that, I can only humbly apologize and play a second track by Flight of Fire. And this one you will hear in its entirety. This is Daughters of Venus, and I thank you. Sisters Like Ours off their EP, A Million Ways to Exit, just there. Prior to that, Stars Like Ours, by the way, Stars Like Ours, if you want to pronounce it the local way. They're going to be in the Rumble this year. They're in the Rumble this year. A few years ago, you might remember the band that played before Stars Like Ours, Petty Morals. They were in the Rumble. And that was Just a Game. And we started off with Flight of Fire with Daughters of Venus off Path of the Phoenix. I have a smiling peanut gallery. I'm very excited. Hello. Hello. Happy International Women's Day. We have a studio that is filled with lovely gentlemen who want to perform for you. Because, of course, all the lovely ladies, most of the lovely ladies are taking the day off. But do you know who's here? It's Miss Paula. In about an hour's time, she's going to be giving us the concert report. It's extremely exciting. But first, we're going to hear some music and some chitter-chatter with the lovely gents from High Karate. We've got two-thirds of them here, which means two out of the three, if you can do the math. It's not a six-person band. It's not a nine-person band or 12 or 15. It is a three-person band, and we have two out of the three. So, you know, it's pretty exciting stuff. I'm pretty excited. I hope you are, too. Right up here, we're just going to start off the High Karate section of the evening with their song, Village People. And here it is, just for you on WMFO Medford.
Village people,
I have the delightful gentleman, as promised, from High Karate here, or High Karate. We were just chatting about their delightful name and their delightful EP, which we just heard a song off, Village People. Thank you for that, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Would you mind introducing yourselves, just so folks at home can put a voice together with a name?
Certainly.
And a role within the band. And that can be a serious story, or it can be a pretend story, if you like.
We're the two tight ends of High Karate, I think. This is Chris. He's the guitar player.
Hello.
My name is Rich.
Beautiful.
Hello, Rich.
Richie Malisco.
Beautiful.
It's Christopher Prendergast.
How do you say that?
Prendergast.
Oh, I just call you Prendy. I don't know. Okay. Never really know.
The only other person I know with that name is from Nova Scotia. Is that a?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Danish originally.
Okay.
The Viking thing.
That particular route.
Yeah.
Via those ships in particular. But we were chatting. I should first mention that you guys are playing a show this Saturday night at the Midway.
Yes.
It's a nice lineup. I want to have a quick little peekaboo.
We have Leeds from New York City coming up to play.
Leeds Point, Bond Shootin'.
Yes.
Gotta love Bond Shootin'.
Only early AC/DC with them.
There's a band which I imagine plays Misfits songs, and if you can imagine a rude word for causing a ruckus or making a fuss that sounds a lot like Misfits, that's what their name is, which is delightful also. And that's this Saturday, March 11th, over at, and it's a fabulous show poster as well. So you should really have, was that all you? Congratulations. Nice work indeed.
That marketing degree.
It's putting to great. I mean, this you got to see it to believe it. So find the High Karate, and that's H-A-I is not H-I-G-H. I'm looking at it and saying H-A-I. But we're just talking about High Karate. It was an English or British men's cologne in the 70s. And it had this reputation for being like cooler than Old Spice, like sexier than Old Spice, is my understanding. Granted, I got this from a guy who used to wear it back in the day. He's like, oh, it was super cool. Only the cool guys wore it.
Of the commercials. If you've seen the commercials, they're on YouTube. You can look them up. They're so great because they're so campy. And it's dudes like fending off women with High Karate moves.
That's the idea. You're going to be fighting off the ladies.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it sits in this beautiful point, you know, kind of in context, like in the UK, this 007 James Bond kind of fighting off the ladies, High Karate, which is the first thing I thought of when I saw your name. Obviously, you spell it differently. There might be other connotations there, but you were talking about how that sort of notion of fun and wanting to pull in some of your childhood influences and
we try and play. I mean, the High Karate was like I said, the commercial's very kitschy, very campy, and so we try and instill a lot of that into our music and have fun with it. We don't take it, you know, serious to the point where like, I mean, we try and infuse a lot of that, like growing up in the 70s and 80s, the Atari age and that kind of like fun stuff into
Ronco.
The music. Yeah, Ronco.
Maybe we should play that one tonight.
Set it around. Well, we can't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's got an F-bomb in it. We're on the air, the real air.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yes, the free waves. Well, we may be the free waves in Freeform Radio, but there's also, we have our roles.
Right.
Don't pay no mind to the little man behind the curtain. But yes, I also wanted to ask about, I mentioned that two out of the three of you are here, and I understand that there's a maternal birthday involved, there's spring training involved. I am delighted by this. Would yes. One or both of you care to share this story, because I just thought it was fab?
Sure. So we were scheduled to play live tonight. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it. We were trying everything we could to try and make the date tonight, but Ken, our singer, his mom just turned 80, and so for her birthday, he flew her down to see a Red Sox game down at spring training, so that's why we couldn't play tonight. We took a shellacking from Joel for canceling a gig,
But that's a beautiful story. I mean, it couldn't be any more perfect.
You only turn 80 once.
But I loved that story before, when I thought that it was just him being like, hey, Ma, we're going to go see this game. It'll be great. I'll take you out for dinner later. But she's a fan. She's excited about this.
Yeah, he didn't do it for himself. He didn't, yeah. They didn't go out for ice cream like we were saying.
Yeah, in fact, he left practice the other night and said, I got to catch a flight at 3:30.
So yeah, early. Went.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
For Mom.
That's exciting. That's really nice. That's a special thing. I mean, you always say it's sort of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I know a lot of people who are saying, someday it's going to be me. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But certainly for your 80th birthday, that seems appropriate.
I'm hoping they're having a great time.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And he'll be back in time for the show on Saturday, I would imagine.
Yes, he will.
No sort of hologram Tupac situation.
We hope.
But that sounds beautiful. So High Karate, Leeds Point, Bon Shooten, who are an AC/DC cover band, and a cover band of the Misfits with a rude name I can't say on the air.
You can look at the flyer.
But it starts with shh, and it sounds kind of like Misfits.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar Fits.
Right? You can say that. There we go. Yeah. Nice work, again with the marketing degree. See? You can get around it. You can make it happen. And so we were just talking about your EP that came out this past fall. You're going to be going back into the studio soon. Are you working with the same people this time around? Or
Most likely. We were treated very well. We recorded with Jim Foster out at Red 13 in Framingham. Jim's doing a really great job, and Red 13 is taking off. I think they have a West Coast office they just opened up. So we'll probably go back to Red 13. We're writing some new songs now, so those will be ready to record by early summer. So we're getting as much mileage as we can out of the old recording. And thank you for playing us and supporting us. We really appreciate
that. We're delighted to have you guys.
Awesome. You guys have been so good to us.
We'll have to have all three of you back at a later date. But we should check in on birthdays and stuff.
True. Absolutely. True. Yeah. I mean, there's actually five of us together in the band.
My apologies.
Oh, no worries.
But I'm glad that you guys were able to come. So this is why you describe yourselves as the tight ends of the band.
Yes.
And also perhaps a slightly cheeky reference to yourselves, which we'll just leave it as a cheeky reference. So my sincere apologies to... So all five of you must return and perform for us live. But I'm excited for your show this Saturday. You guys have one EP that's already out. I imagine that you might be trotting out some of the newer stuff this weekend as well.
Yes, we will.
And you have recording coming up. I understand that while you have been contacted by people who would like to order bottles of High Karate, you do not actually have...
We're not an official distributor.
Not an official distributor. No. But if you have a little word with the band after the show, you never know what might happen.
But keep sending them to us. We like the cologne. We like to wear it on stage. It helps with the performance.
I'm intrigued. I'm so intrigued now. I really, it was never something that I hunted down after these stories, but the stories together with this, and now this mental image in my mind, and the alien, and the extremely sexy 1960s starlet in your poster. You need to hunt down this poster. You need to go to this show. It's this Saturday night at Midway Cafe. We talked about which other song you might want to play off your EP. Do you have a preference? Is there... Has inspiration struck?
I did, but apparently we can't play that one. So.
Oh, okay.
What was Bone to Pick? You want
to
do that
one? Sure, Bone to Pick would be nice.
Bone to Pick?
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah. You got a bone to pick?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share with the lovely people at home?
Well, I would just say support local music. It's really important that you get out and see the bands. I know it's hard, and everyone has conflicts with kids and jobs and everything, but it really does make a difference. In this thing, this social media phone thing, you guys can't see, but I'm holding it up. I mean, it's nice to get your likes, but it's better to see you in the club. So come on out. And
the Midway is a perfect place to see a show. It's a great atmosphere. The people who work there are all delightful and very supportive. And the bands are going to be great. It's going to be a great night.
Thank you.
So
it is, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And right up here, we have Bone to Pick off the latest EP from High Karate.
HighKarateBand.com.
Yes! Boom.
Darwinism is still alive. King inside, born to thrive. High five, multiply. Addition by subtraction. Reorganize your lies inside. That's right. Tracks, keep the wires tapped. Right in the wrongs, it's all no longer trapped. Zero to hero, slow to fast. Loser to winner, breaking it last. Fight fires with a gun hold. Compensated for stellar souls. Liberated by accident. Now elected the president. We'll be right back.
is back again. She's not my friend. Lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal. Sleeping to kind of ghost in the rest. Feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone again. We'll never. A fragile flower. You're looking like a man with too much power. It's a welfare state and I always take the bait. Leave me baby, cause I'm Miss America. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, why would I you do, no matter
Happy Little Clouds there with Moon Fade off their album Shift. Ruby Rose Fox with Ms. America off the album Domestic. Carissa Johnson with Only Roses. Carissa Johnson is in the Rumble. So look forward to that next month. It's all happening in the Rock and Roll Rumble. And prior to that, we had a delightful conversation with High Karate. We started off our chat with their song Village People off their last EP and closed out with Bone to Pick. And again, they are performing this Saturday night. That's March 11th at the Midway Cafe in JP, Jamaica Plain. It is a lovely place to see a show, and you should probably be there. I'm just saying. It is coming up on 10 o'clock. My name is Pam. I'll be here with you until midnight. We have the incomparable Pat Wallace coming in shortly to chat, tell us about his show coming up. And then we have, of course, Oxblood Forge performing live from Studio D during the hour 10:30 to 11:30. That's how hours work. They last an hour. It's 60 minutes. It's beautiful. Their set itself, however, will probably be about 45 minutes. And then we're going to have a little chit-chat. It's going to be great. Everything's great. Everything's coming up. Only Roses by Carissa Johnson. Just kidding. Right up here, we have Lily Black with their song Waiting for a Change off their My Own Hero EP. Listen and enjoy.